blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Numbers 14, 1 to 10. Numbers chapter 14, verse 1 to 10. That night all the members of the community raised their voices and wept aloud. All the Israelites grumbled against Moses and Aaron, and the whole assembly said to them, "If only we had died in Egypt or in this wilderness. Why is the Lord bringing us to this land only to let us fall by the sword? Our wives and children will be taken as plunder. Wouldn't it be better for us to go back to Egypt?" And they said to each other, "We should choose a leader and go back to Egypt." Then Moses and Aaron fell face down in front of the whole Israelite assembly gathered there. Joshua, son of Nun, and Caleb, son of Jephunneh, who were among those who had explored the land, tore their clothes and said to the entire Israelite assembly, "The land we passed through and explored is exceedingly good. If the Lord is pleased with us, he will lead us into that land, a land flowing with milk and honey, and will give it to us. Only do not rebel against the Lord. And do not be afraid of the people of the land, because we will devour them. Their protection is gone, but the Lord is with us. Do not be afraid of them." But the whole assembly talked about stoning them. Then the glory of the Lord appeared at the tent of meeting to all the Israelites. My theme for reflection is stepping into the future, the courage to leave our Egypts behind. Stepping into the future, the courage to leave our Egypts behind. Have you ever felt a longing for the past, even when it was filled with hardships? Perhaps it was a challenging relationship, a stressful job that paid the bills, or friends who weren't really friends at all. These situations were far from ideal, yet there is a strange comfort in the familiar pain, in the devil you know. This sentiment is echoed in the story of the Israelites in Numbers 14:1-10, who found themselves at a crossroads between the past and a promising future. The Israelites stood on the brink of entering the promised land, a future filled with hope and fulfillment as promised by God. Yet, confronted with challenges, their resolve wavered. They lamented, "If only we had died in Egypt or in this wilderness," reflecting a deep-seated fear of the unknown and a desire to return to their past suffering in Egypt, a place of bondage, but also of familiarity. They even considered appointing a new leader to take them back to Egypt, favoring the known struggles over the uncertainty of a new beginning. My dear friends, this longing for the past, despite its toxicity, is a human condition we all face. Whether it is clinging to an old job, a harmful relationship, or unhealthy habits, we often find ourselves hesitant to step into new beginnings. The fear of the unknown, of potential failure, or even of success can paralyze us, making the idea of returning to our personal Egypts seem appealing. Yet the story of the Israelites doesn't just highlight human weakness. It also offers a powerful testament to the strength found in faith. Despite the majority's fear, Joshua and Caleb stood firm in their belief in God's promise, urging the people not to rebel against the Lord, but to move forward with courage. Their faith was not blind to the challenges, but was a conscious choice to trust in God's guidance and provision. Numbers 14 is a vibrant metaphor for our spiritual and personal growth today. It challenges us to examine our Egypts, the comfortable yet soul-stifling conditions we cling to out of fear. It calls us to confront these fears with a sturdy shield of faith, trusting in God's guidance and stepping forward into the blessings God has prepared for us. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, can you identify the Egypts in your life? Those familiar situations or habits that you find hard to leave behind, even though they hold you back from embracing God's promises for your future. Number two, what fears are preventing you from stepping into the new beginnings God has laid out for you? How can you exercise faith like Joshua and Caleb in the face of these fears? Lord, help us to recognize the Egypts in our lives that we cling to out of fear of the unknown. Grant us the courage to let go of the past and step into the future you have promised us. Like Joshua and Caleb, may our faith in your promises be stronger than our fears. Guide us through the challenges and lead us into a future filled with your blessings. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.